All right, guys. The call is now being recorded. I see everybody's back on the line, so we will get started. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for getting on the call tonight. I always tell you this whenever anyone calls in, but it shows a lot that you guys are on this call, and gals, that you're on this call on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock. There's a lot of other things you can be doing, but you understand the power of the mind when it comes to not only sports, but your life. There's a lot of things that people work on, be it physical, you know, as far as their sports or even their jobs per se, but when they don't work on their mind to control how they use their emotions, so to speak, it's kind of underutilized in the world, not just with sports or young people, but with older people as well. So you guys taking out the time now to develop it shows a lot about you guys, and all you guys are very special just for being on this call. All right, there's a few things tonight that I want to talk about that I think are vital to your success, either sports or in life in general. Now, the first thing that I want to talk to you guys about is a word that I'm sure you've all heard of, but don't really understand or just, okay, and that is the word visualization. Now, visualization, what that is basically, really see the future before it happens, all right? Most people, they live their life based on what happens to them. In other words, something happens, and whatever happens, that's how they react to it. So they're not living their life deliberately, so to speak. They're living their life in a reaction mode. Now, I like to use the word respond as opposed to reaction or react. Because when you react to something, it's a quick, you know, response to what you're doing. So, like, say, for example, a boxer is fighting, and the guy is swinging at him, okay? His first reaction, he has to react, and he has to block it or he has to duck, okay? But a response, from a boxing standpoint, would be the boxer, you know, seeing the punch coming, ducking out of the way, and now thinking about what his next move is, how he's going to take the next move. So how does that relate to sports, and how does that relate to your lives? Well, when you react to something, it's generally right off the bat, boom. What happened? I have to react to it. So most of us on the call here are into basketball, okay? And you guys who have worked with me on the physical level know that I always talk about responding to things. So, for example, say you're in a game and someone is talking trash to you and they're getting in your face and they're yelling at you, or the refs are making bad calls or whatever it is, your coach is getting on you. Your first reaction is going to be to defend yourself, to protect yourself. That's what human nature does. You're trying to protect yourself. Okay, so your first reaction is going to be to go back at that person. Okay, to your defense mechanism kicks in. Okay, now when you're responding to something, it's more of a, okay, this just happened to me. Now, what's the best course of action? Now, Dami is on the line, and he called me up yesterday on the 4th of July and told me he went into a basketball tournament yesterday with his cousin, and he said to me, you know what, this mental toughness and this mental training is amazing, how it works on the court and how it translates onto the court, because he was dealing with referees not calling any fouls. His whole team was getting flustered. They were going, you know, getting upset, yelling and screaming, or whatever it is, falling apart together, and he was the one that got them together, said, listen, we're not going to change anything. No matter how much you argue with the referee, it's not going to change anything. So what you have to understand is you just have to deal with it. You know, there's the other topic I'm going to talk about tonight is disappointment. We'll get to that in a minute. But you're not going to change anything. You can't go backwards and change what happened. That's the bottom line, regardless if it's basketball or life. So it's a matter of you taking what has been given to you and how you respond to it. So you ever hear the expression, you know, if life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Okay, and that's really what it's about. You have to find a way to make it right. Now, visualization is kind of a way you can do that prior to events happening. Okay, you ask any top athlete, the Michael Jordans, the Derek Jeters, you know, the Eli Mannings, all these guys, okay, they do visualization before games. Michael Jordan used to sit there and meditate or you know, quote-unquote, visualize before games for 15 to 20 minutes. And why did he do that? What you're doing is you're actually seeing the future before it happens. Now, I'm not saying you're predicting every play that's going to happen and you can see into the future. What I'm saying is you set in motion the thought process that you want to have. You want to have a good thought process. You want to have an emotionless game play to play. Now, does that mean you don't enjoy winning or get upset with losing? No. That means that if, say, the ref makes a bad call, you get upset. Oh, man. And then you go down the court. Now, guess what? That play's over. You're done. That's it. You don't go back to it, and you don't try to make up for it the next play. You just go back and play as if nothing happened. You know, you guys know that Kyle McElhoney, you know, generally a part of this call, but he's preparing, he's actually going to be playing for the LA Clippers Summer League team. Okay, he's trying to get into the NBA, which I have no doubt in my mind he will get there. But he's been using this visualization and this mental training like you wouldn't believe, and it's helped him get him to where he is now. I mean, he had killer workouts with NBA teams, and a lot of times the teams don't realize what they have until they see it, you know, on a more consistent basis, and he's going to get that exposure in the summer league. But he's always visualizing and always setting in motion the mindset that he wants to develop. But you have to sit there and vividly imagine what you want to accomplish in your life. Like, if your goal is to be an NBA player, or even if your goal is to be a school teacher, it doesn't matter what it is. What you have to understand is that you have to really kind of just see it and visualize it. I'm sorry about that. You have to visualize what you want to happen. And you have to see yourself, you don't want to hope you're going to be successful. You want to know that you're going to be successful. And you're not going to know every step of the way and how it's going to go. That doesn't happen. I'm 35 years old. To this day, I've never been able to predict the way my life is going to happen. It just doesn't happen. It's not an ability that anyone has, okay? So you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. There's going to be times when you're trying and you're striving and you're doing good. Like, say, for example, you've been working on your game and you've been working on your shot and it's been falling in practice and you're doing the best you could possibly do. And then all of a sudden, you get into the next game and you shoot 2 for 25. Now, does that mean that what you've been doing up to this point hasn't been working? Of course not. You just had a bad game. You're going to lose. Okay, you're going to lose. And that actually kind of segues into my next topic. I'm going to go back and forth with this tonight. But you guys have to understand that, guess what? You're going to lose. Disappointment, that's the key word. You are going to be disappointed in life. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. No matter what your career is, no matter what your life is, your relationships, whatever it is, you're going to be disappointed. But it's not a matter. See, now, you know, I talked about this a few weeks ago on the call, but there's been a lot of stuff going on in the country that they're trying to get rid of competitive sports in schools. They don't want any child to feel like they're losing. Okay, now, let me explain something to you. If no child feels like they're losing, then what happens when they go into the real world? And they have to go up against people who have been trained that way and have been taught that way. Okay? You're not going to get everything you want when you want it all the time. It doesn't happen. You just have to accept that fact. And it kind of makes me laugh a lot of times because people, somewhere, somehow, in this culture of ours, we've been conditioned to think that life is supposed to be smooth. Life is supposed to go exactly the way you want it. And whenever there's a problem, that's it. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to react. That's not the way it is. It's the other way around. You know, and I say this all the time. An NBA player shoots 40 to 45%. They're on the All-Star team. A Major League Baseball player hits 300 to 350. He is an All-Star or in the Hall of Fame. And guess what? In the terms of baseball, he's failed 70% of the time. And he's an All-Star or in the Hall of Fame. Failure is what life is about, but it's not about failing at something and then just taking it and internalizing it and thinking you're a failure. You know, there was a great article today, and I think it was the New York Post, with Derek Jeter, and it was a question and answer with Steve Serby, I think it was, and he asked him about, you know, how do you deal with disappointment? He goes, you're gonna be disappointed. He goes, it's how you handle it mentally. And that's why this call is so vital, not only to you young athletes, but to people in general. You know, I tell everyone on the call every week, if you have family members or friends or whatever it is, this isn't just about sports. I mean, I rarely talk about the sports aspect of it because this is more about your lives. You know, the better people that you become, the better athletes you're going to become. Because, I mean, think about all the top athletes, the right people, the superstars. They work on their minds. They understand how to deal with disappointment. Michael Jordan, back when they were winning, you know, before they won their first championship, I think it was 96 or was it 91, whatever it was. I think it was 91. And they got beat by the Detroit Pistons, I think it was 3 years in a row. And they had an interview with him after he had won all the championships and everything. And they asked him, Michael, what was the defining factor in you becoming, you know, so successful and winning your first championship? And he said, after they lost to the Pistons for the third time, Okay, they hammered him. They pounded him. They knocked him to the floor. He was hurt. He was always injured in that series. Okay? And he said to his teammates on the bus, on the way home, this feeling right now will never happen again. Never. I'm not going to allow it. And what did he do? That summer, he went in the weight room. He got in the best shape of his life, and he did what he had to do. And then what happened? He comes out the next season, wins the championship, wins three championships in a row, retires, comes back, wins three more in a row. I mean, that's just exactly the epitome of everything that mental toughness is about. You know, Michael Jordan got cut from his high school team when he was a sophomore. Now, he could have taken that. Imagine if Michael Jordan would have embraced the attitude that most of the young kids today, okay, are developing, where you just quit at the first point of resistance. If Michael Jordan would have gotten cut and then all of a sudden said, yeah, you know what, I'm done with this. I can't deal with this basketball no more. I don't want to do this. This hurts too much. Where would basketball be today? Larry Bird used to shoot 1,000 shots before school. He wouldn't go to school until he hit 1,000 shots. I'm not telling you don't go to school until you hit 1,000 shots. But the point I'm trying to make to you is when you deal with disappointment, you have to embrace it and understand that it's part of what you're doing. You have to fail to get better. That's the only way it works. I mean, and then quite honestly, it really is the truth. If you really understand, like Michael Jordan, I said this on my call one time ago, you know, a few weeks ago, that I have a poster on my wall, and it says I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and miss. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Life is about failure, how you respond to it, how you deal with it. And that's all it is. I mean, you have to understand, guys, you can be as big as your dreams or as small as your circumstances. Everybody's looking for an excuse. The people who fail and who continue to fail, but not in a positive way. See, there's failure, and then there's failing towards going towards your goals. There's a negative failing and a positive failing, okay? And the negative failing is you failing and then making excuses about why it happened. Oh, well, the coach didn't like me. Oh, he didn't play me. My teammates don't pass me the ball. Stop making excuses. And that's not just about sport. That's about life. My boss doesn't like me. Oh, this girl or this guy is trying to, you know, sabotage my job. They're starting rumors about me. It's all nonsense, guys. You have to start taking personal responsibility for what you want in life. Say you're going for a test, you know. Like when I was younger, I took the Series 7 test for stockbroker. I passed it on my first time with an 82. Why? I went in there and I knew I wasn't going to fail. I just knew it. I didn't think, oh, I hope I pass. I knew I wasn't going to fail. Why? Because I set my mind up that way. And what happens is once you set your goal and you set what you want, your body and your mind starts finding ways to make you right. And that's what understanding disappointment is all about. You have to start understanding that it's part of the game. And now, okay, this is part of it. You just failed. Now what? How do I respond to it? What do I do next? And that's really the best thing you can do for your mind, because now your mind starts searching for things to help you get where you want to go. I mean, I know you guys are on, most of you guys are mute, but I mean, does that make sense? I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, when you deal with, you know, your mind, it's so easy to develop your mind. And let me rephrase. It's not easy to develop your mind. It's simple to develop your mind, but it's not easy. Okay? It's very simple. You put good thoughts in, good thoughts come out eventually. It's like if you've heard the computer expression, garbage in, garbage out. You know, for example, your computer. If you don't put the right address, like the web address, in the taskbar, okay? Say you're trying to get to my website, anthonymdrago.com, okay? And you type in www.anthonyn, .com. That's not going to get you to my site. Now, with your mind, if you're trying to get to, say, an MBA level, okay, and you're typing in just becoming a college player into your mind, in other words. I mean, if you guys are following the analogy of what I'm saying, you're not going to get to the MBA level because your mind is programmed for the college level. I'm not saying you don't have to follow every step along the way. Of course you do. But you need the rain to appreciate the sunshine. You need that negativity. So you got to program your mind for what you want to accomplish. and the rest follows. I mean, I cannot tell you how simple it is to do this, but most people don't do it. And that's what you really have to understand. But with the visualization, that's how these two things play together. Because when you're visualizing, you're setting your future up. You're setting your mind up. You're putting good things into your mind. You know, I'm on YouTube every day, and I'm going to start posting a lot of videos on my website. I have a few now that I've actually put up, that I've compiled of the, excuse me, of the kids with the basketball and everything, and I put music to it. It's kind of inspiring. I kind of like to watch them myself, even though I put them together. But there is an unbelievable amount of videos that are on YouTube. I mean, I was actually speaking to a friend of mine the other day, my friend Jason. He lives out in Vegas. And we were talking and stuff, and you know, I told him that about this video that I posted. So he went on and he looked at the video. He's like, "Oh, that's really cool." And then what happens is when you pop in a video about something onto YouTube and something else comes up, then more videos come up. I actually found one about Will Smith. And Will Smith, okay, he has nothing to do with basketball, does he? No, he's an actor. But he said, Will Smith, okay, on the phone, I mean on this interview, said, "You have to believe it. You have to have it in your mind." You know, and they explained to me, he goes, "You have to make a decision of who you want to be, what you want to be, and how you're going to get there." And no one does this, especially athletes. They think that their game and their careers are built on the physical. Now, to an extent, that is true. But here's something that I heard. I don't remember where I heard it, but it was amazing. And it said, your body will go where your mind will take it, but your mind won't go where your body will take it. So in other words, your body can do amazing things because of the mind, but your mind cannot do amazing things because of your body. Yes, they're interconnected, but it doesn't go both ways. It's not an alternating current. It doesn't work that way. You know, so you guys have to understand, you cannot focus on yesterday today. Yesterday is gone. It doesn't exist. No matter how hard you try, no matter how bad you messed up either on your play or in your office, no matter what you did, if you failed a test 1,000 times, it doesn't matter. Going back and reliving it does not change anything. Tony Robbins, one of my favorite speakers in the world, changed my life like you cannot believe back when I was miserable. I was one of the most miserable people you can possibly imagine. I hated everybody. People's faces would make me angry when I was working, until I started to understand that you can control your mind and you can control your feelings. And he had the ultimate success formula. And that formula said, know your outcome. That was rule number one, okay? And that's what I want you guys to understand. Know what your outcome is. Know what your goal is. Know what you want to go after. If that's the NBA, okay, great. Okay? Then, very simple, ready? After you know your outcome, you take action. That's the step that most people don't do. That's the step that breaks most people. Because they have the goal, but you know what happens? They don't take action. You know what they do? They say, how am I going to do this? You know how long that I've wanted to develop this call and start this call to help, you know, our young athletes and whoever really wants help, but especially the young athletes, because they need this help. They're not taught this stuff. No one is out there. Coaches aren't teaching them this stuff. Coaches aren't teaching them how to control their minds and how to understand how to deal with disappointment. They're saying, oh, don't do this, don't do that. They're not developing this, okay? But I've wanted to do this for so long, and I got in my own way. I said to myself, how am I going to do this? What credentials do I have? But you know what? It's not about that. It's not about that. Most people, they set their goal, and then they say, how am I going to do this? Get rid of that. Just get rid of that, okay? So you say, I know my outcome. I want to be in the NBA. Or I know my outcome. I want to be the CEO of this company. Take an action towards what you're going to go after. So in other words, once you set forth that goal, what you want, your body starts to take actions. If you take actions, your body and your mind is going to start going in the direction of what you want to go after. That's just the way it works. I don't know. I don't understand it. I wish I could explain it to you, but I don't understand. But that's just the way it works. Your body starts going in the direction. Your mind starts working to get you where you want to go. That's just the way it works. Okay, so you take action. Now, every action you take is not going to work. I promise you that. You might think that this is the best thing you can do to get to the NBA is to shoot 1,000 shots or whatever it is. But guess what? This goes into the next step. Notice if your action is working. You could take 1,000 shots a day, or 1,000 shots in a few hours. But if you're not, if your form isn't right, or you know you're pushing off the wrong way with your feet, and your foot is hurting because you're twisting it the wrong way, whatever it is, that doesn't mean the action's working. Don't mistake action for activity for proper action. Just because you're doing something doesn't mean it's the right thing. So the third step in the formula is, you know what? See if your action's working. Moderate it. Look at it. Monitor what you're doing. See if it's working. And guess what? The fourth step, very simple. If it's not working, you change your approach. There's many times in my life that I've had to change what I was doing to get where I want to go. That's just the way it is. So you know your outcome. You take action. You notice if the action is working. And if it's not, you reevaluate, and you take a different action. It's that simple. Think about a small baby, right? How long do you give the average baby to learn how to walk? You know, everyone's different, but anywhere between 9 to, 12, 15, 18 months, something like that, okay? So what happens, what does the baby do? They get up, right? They stand up, and they fall down. They stand up, they fall down. They stand up, they fall down, right? So say the baby's taking a long time to walk. Now it's month 19. The baby's starting to learn how to walk, but they're having problems. The parents just go, you know what? My baby's never going to walk. I'll just let him know. I'll let him go. Don't worry about it. He doesn't need to walk. Now, that sounds silly. I know. But think about it. What's the baby doing? He's learning to walk. He's trying to go. Something's not working. He's trying something else. He's trying something else. Eventually, you'll get where you want to go. But you have to be flexible in your approach. I mean, it's great to have a goal, but you know what? If the goal is not leading you where you want to go, you have to reevaluate. You have to be flexible. You have to be flexible in your approach to everything. That's just the way it is, you know? And I mean, the great thing is you have to be patient, okay? You have to be patient. You have to understand that there's a process, and it doesn't come overnight. The best thing I heard, I forget who said, I think it might have been Julius Erving or someone of that nature, and they said that it took 20 years of my life to become an overnight success. And what that means is people don't see the hard work that you're putting in. You know, they don't see that. They don't see Michael Jordan. There's a great YouTube video, and I'm going to post it on my website within the next day or so about Michael Jordan. And it's a commercial, like a Nike or a Jumpman commercial, whatever it is for his clothing line. And he says, you know, maybe it's my fault. Maybe it's my fault. I made everything look too easy. And they're showing pictures of his gym. And they're showing pictures of his workout routines and everything. And he said, maybe it's my fault. I made it look like, you know, it came so easy to me that my game was built on flair, not hard work. And things of that nature. But that's what it's about. People don't see what you're doing behind closed doors. And that's the definition of character. What are you doing when nobody's looking? It's one thing to set a goal. But it's another thing to follow through when nobody's looking. It's easy. The easiest promise to break is a self-promise. That's the way it is. But you know what? That's the most difficult one to live with, because you have to look at the person in the mirror when you get up in the morning, and you look into the mirror, and you look at yourself, and you say, did I do all I could do to build my life today or yesterday, whatever it is? I look in the mirror once in the morning and once at night, and if I'm going to call it what I did for that day, then I go to sleep and my head is fine. I can go to sleep, my head's clear. But if not, then you got to sit there and do something. Every day of your life, you have a chance to accomplish more in your life. Guys, you guys are special. Every single person on this earth has been put here for a reason. What's your reason? You have to know what it is. And like I said, you know, you guys just have to understand that you have to be patient. You have to just take it step by step. I heard a great quote years ago, and it said, the only place you start at the top is when you're digging a hole. And that's what most people do with their lives. They want to start at the top, but they're digging a hole for themselves. And then they fall in the hole. And then they look up and they're like, how do I get back up to the top? So get that mentality out of your head that it's easy. It's not easy. Developing your mind is one of the toughest things to do. It's simple, but it's tough. Because most people don't want to do it. I think it was Thomas Edison or Henry Ford said, thinking is one of the hardest things in the world to do. That's why most people don't engage in it. And I don't mean thinking about what you're going to eat or what you're doing, what exercise you're going to do at the gym or how many shots you're going to take or what am I doing for my job or what time do I have to leave to go to work. I'm talking about thinking about life, about how you can better yourself and all these different things that you can do. I mean, you have to sit there and think. No one thinks anymore. Everyone just is on autopilot. I bet you if you told people, you know, 98% of America, if you told them, I can give you a car that has automatic pilot, all you have to do is you get in the car, you hit a button, you go to sleep on your way to work, and you'll be fine. You don't have to do anything. I guarantee you they would do it. But they'd be missing the trees, they'd be missing everything all around, they'd be missing the scenic views, you know, and they'd be missing the traffic. You need the bad stuff just as much as you need the good stuff. Like I said before, guys, you need the rain to appreciate the sunshine. Imagine if every single day it was sunny. Think about that. Every single day it was sunny. Even better, ready? Imagine every single day you got exactly what you wanted. Exactly what you wanted. Every single day. You want a new car. Got it. You want a raise from your boss. Got it. You want to be in the NBA. Got it. Now think about that. How boring would that be? You'd have no variety in your life. You know, I'm going to get into, you know, what they call the six human needs in a few calls. I'm just building you guys up to it. But there's six human needs that you guys all need. It's not even a want, it's a need. And one of those needs is uncertainty. You need to have variety in your life. You know, I said this, I think, last week or the week before, but, you know, do you all you guys on the phone, do you like surprises? Now, most of you will say, yeah, I like surprises. No, you don't. You like the surprises that you want. The surprises that you don't want, you call problems. But guess what? The ones that aren't the ones that you want, those are the ones that help you grow the most. And that I can tell you from experience that's just the way it is. You know, you don't grow because of success. You grow because of failure. You know, and Brian Tracy had a great quote, you know, and he said, when you develop yourself to a point where your belief in yourself is so strong that you know that you can accomplish anything you put your mind to, your future is unlimited. But the problem is that most people don't have belief in themselves. And that's where coaching and that's where, you know, your families and your friends who are actual friends, not just acquaintances, come into play. Sometimes you have to have belief in other people's belief in you before you have your belief in yourself. You know, and I mean, I went to a Tony Robbins seminar a few years ago, and this was a 3-day event, and I'm sorry, it was a 4-day event, and I was there for 50 hours in 4 days. It was the most mind-changing, life-changing event I've ever experienced in my life. I walked barefoot over 2,000-degree burning hot coals and did not get burned. Now, what happened? Am I a magic man? No. It's about being in a state of mind, and that's another topic we're going to get to probably next week, I think. But it's about developing that state, the state where you're unstoppable, where you feel like you can do anything you want and no one is going to stop you. Now, what they have, you know, you got to a state, you got so pumped up like you cannot even imagine. I worked on this with Kyle, you know, a few years ago, and to this day he uses this stuff. But you get yourself to a point where failure is not an option. I like the acronym FINAO, FINAO. Failure is not an option. That is the way you have to approach your life. Not just your sports, not just your job, your life. You have to make your life a business. You know, think about it. A business, say you started a business, you know, and you just opened up a grocery store, okay? And all of a sudden, at the end of the year, you take inventory of your store and you take a look at the books, and you're negative. How long is it going to be before you're out of business? Another year? Most small businesses don't succeed, or I should say most small businesses fail within the first 5 years. Why? Because they don't make it a profit. They don't turn over enough money in order for them to succeed, okay? You need to look at your life that way. At the end of the year, okay, look at your life. Now, if your life was a business, would you be in the red or in the black? Would you be making money or would you be losing money? And if you approach it that way, it's really kind of simple. What did you do today to grow your business / life? It's that simple. You know, this call is an opportunity that you guys are getting information that a lot of people aren't getting, not because it's not out there. I mean, I want this call to grow to be 100, 150 people. You know, and can that happen? Of course it can. I know it will. Because I know that what I'm doing is for the right reasons. I'm not doing this just to, you know, hear myself talk. I'm doing this to help you guys develop yourselves because I know it's not being taught out there. I don't make any money from doing this. The only cost that it costs you guys is to call into a long distance number. And odds are that, you know, most of you have either on your home phones, you know, unlimited long distance, or on your cell phones, unlimited long distance. So that doesn't even play into the role. But I'm not making any money on this. You know, I have my wife who's home, just finished cooking dinner. We ate dinner, and she's upstairs, and she supports me in everything I do. She's reading. She's doing things to develop her mind, and I'm down here helping you guys. So it's a win-win situation. But that's what I'm trying to stress to you guys, you know, as I end the call tonight. You guys have to understand, you got to take time to visualize. You have to. Even if it's for 5 minutes. But I'll tell you, what happens is, once you do it for like a, say you even start with just a minute, just pretend you're a kid again. You know, on Christmas, when you're a kid, when you're a little kid, your parents ask you, what do you want for Christmas? Do you say, oh, well, I don't know. I don't think they can afford that. No, you say, I want a pool. I want a bike. One for me, one for you. I want the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. I want, you know, everything. I want Guitar Hero. I want Xbox. I want PlayStation 3. And I want Wii. And I want this new Project Natal that's coming out for Xbox. I want it all. They don't think about anything like, oh, well, I don't know if I can get that. No, they just think. They just do it. Why is adults, you know, and young adults, do we not have that same mentality? Kids don't care if they get hurt, or, I mean, if they fall down, they get right back up. Us, as adults or young adults, we look around, oh, God, did anyone see me? Oh, good, I'm not going to do that again. And then you stop doing that move, or you stop, you know, trying to become that person. Become a kid again. Start dreaming as if, you know, impossible, the word impossible doesn't exist, because it doesn't. All the people that have become successful in this world, they've become that way because they've done the impossible. They've done the impossible. And that's really what it boils down to. You know, Walt Disney said it best. It's kind of fun doing the impossible. It is. It is. So, as I end this call tonight, guys, again, try to remember, visualize. Just start it with one minute a day. And then grow. You grow into 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. And then you get to a point where you just enjoy it because it starts making your life better. You start seeing all the opportunities as opposed to all the obstacles. You know, and again, understand you're going to be disappointed. You're going to have failures, but it's how you not react to it, but respond to it. All right? Next week, okay, for the next 2 weeks, I will not be having the call. I'm actually taking a long-needed vacation with my wonderful wife. I'm going on a cruise to Bermuda. But while I'm on my cruise to Bermuda, I will still be working on my mind. Okay? So this call will reconvene in 2 weeks. Anyone, if I don't have your email, okay, I see some new numbers on the phone tonight. So if I do not have your email, please email me your email address. That way I can send you email updates on the calls. And my email address is Anthony@Anthony, M as in Michael, Drago, Drago.com. Okay, anyone needs to talk to me by cell phone, my cell phone number is 917-627-8857. All right, guys, I'm going to open up the call. If anybody has any comments or any questions, please feel free. If not, I'll give it about 10 seconds. If not, then I'm going to end the call.
You're going to have a blast on that cruise.
I'm sorry?
I said you're going to have a blast on that cruise.
I know this. I'm looking forward to it.
I just got back.
I'm with you, Dom. I'm with you. All right, guys, I'm going to end the call. You guys have a great night, all right? And I look forward to speaking to you guys in a few weeks. Take care. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.